And now this is a dictation for Geraldine Bissell, B-I-S-S-E-L-L, September 30, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Powers, a follow-up for Geraldine, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit, November. Using a continuous glucose monitor, Dexcom, D-E-X-C-O-M, obesity, walker, no falls, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, no abdominal pain, minor urinary incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She wears a pad. Stable stasis, bilateral, no open source, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation syncope. Has sleep apnea, but unable to use device. No oxygen, denies orthopnea PND. Hard of hearing, review system negative. Medication list review, I want to highlight Lasix, Coric, Clonidine, cholesterol triglyceride treatment. Next paragraph, present weight 263, blood pressure by nurse 157.67, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, 4+ edema bilateral with the stasis changes. Most recent chemistries, November, creatinine 1.6, which is baseline, represent a GFR 31 stage 3B. At that time, sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated, normal albumin calcium. Diabetes, thyroid has been normal, phosphorus not elevated. Hemoglobin 13.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood test needs to be updated. Continue aggressive diabetes management. Check blood pressure at home before we change medications. There has been no need for EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Nutrition calcium has been normal, diabetes very well controlled. Chemistry is on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.